We really look at this whole issue of renewable energy as risk management.
Chris Rose is executive director and founder of the Renewable Energy Alaska Project. Rose spoke about the status of projects currently underway aimed at reducing Alaska's reliance on natural gas and diesel to produce electricity. For his chamber, business-oriented audience, Rose likened the development of alternative energy sources to personal investments.
We're trying to reduce the risk by hedging against the price of natural gas, the price of oil, the price of the conventional fuels that we've been dealing with for so long, by diversifying the energy portfolio.
Rose says Alaska enjoys big advantages in the development of alternative energy. Namely, it has a wide variety of possible sources with considerable potential. Hydro is a proven source. There's wind power along the state's coastal areas. Kodiak is a prime example. Geothermal is evidenced in a Mount Spur project, plus tidal and wave power. Rose says Alaska has 75% of the nation's wave power potential and 90% of the country's tidal potential. There is interest in those alternative possibilities. Founded 7 years ago, the Renewable Energy Alaska Project now has 70 members: utilities, businesses, environmental groups, public interest groups, and native corporations. Rose says the challenge is to take that interest and transform it into action before an international opportunity is lost.
There's a big risk that the rest of the world is running away with this market. Renewable energy and clean energy is considered by some as the next industrial revolution, because every economy really relies on energy.
There's also a cost of not developing alternative energy sources for Alaska. Rose cites predictions of $5 billion in energy costs for rural Alaska over the next 20 years. As for the rail belt,
if you don't expect too much of a price increase in the other fuels that we're using here in the rail belt, we could be spending $60 billion on fossil fuels for transportation and electricity and heat here in the rail belt over the next 20 years.
Rose notes that alternative energy development often carries with it an initial higher cost than conventional sources. He points to the proposed Susitna or Wautana Dam project.
The Wautana project that I showed you doesn't really pencil out at this time either, unless the state spends $2.5 billion for it. Bradley Lake did not pencil out at that time. It was more expensive than the natural gas-fired power. And so the point with renewables is you're trying to hedge. And even if you're spending a little bit more money today, you are satisfied there's no fuel costs, and so you know what the cost of power is going to be over time.
After that more costly start, Anchorage Municipal Light and Power's January 2011 tariff sheet shows Bradley Lake's megawatt-hour production cost now at $37, with MLNP's average cost at over $48. Rose told the chamber that it's imperative, especially in south-central Alaska, not to look for a single project to solve future power needs.
We don't want people to think Wautana is a silver bullet. If it gets built, we're still going to have to do all these other things. Number one, Wautana is not going to happen for 10 or 12 years. Number two, it's not going to supply a huge amount of power on a dry year in a winter day. The lowest projections are about 170 megawatts in a dry year, winter day.
Rose says Alaska's continued status into the mid-century as an energy state, even as its non-renewable resources fade, hinges on its ability to develop alternate sources. Those sources could both supply Alaska's power needs and develop a marketable expertise that can prove profitable on the national and international scene. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.